I do not know what he does to your heart, but to see the young generation, to hear the sounds, and to make them feel welcome into our worship, we are welcoming the future. And this morning I was just thanking God to know that we have a future because we have them. Let us encourage them. They are the future for all of us. Psalm 118, and there's something very peculiar, not peculiar, but extraordinary about this psalm, namely that it was written before the time of Jesus, and every year, with the feast of the Passover, Jews, religious Jews, were coming from all over the land. And it was a custom then that people walking to the temple, to the service, the religious services, would sing while they walk. And there are several processional psalms. This is one of them. Wasn't specially written, definitely not for the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. But we are very sure that this was one of the psalms that was sung by the pilgrims going to the temple on the day of the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Psalm 118, verses 22 through 29. The stone the masons discarded as flawed is now the capstone. This is God's work. We rub our eyes, we can hardly believe it. This is the very day God acted. Let's celebrate and be festive. Salvation now, God. Salvation now. Oh yes, God, a free and full life. Blessed are you who enter in God's name. From God's house we bless you. God is God. He has bathed us in light. Festoon the shrine with garlands. Hang colored banners above the altar. You are my God, and I thank you. Oh, my God, I lift high your praise. Thank God. He is so good. His love never quits. Here ends our scripture reading. May you and I sense God's presence as we seek to understand scripture this very moment. My friends, it was a Palm Sunday like today some years ago, and little Timothy couldn't be in church that morning, and he was very disappointed because he heard there was going to be a palm procession and everything, and so he had to stay home with his sitter. And lo and behold, when the family came home after church, they were still carrying some of the branches that was used that morning in the service. And he just simply didn't understand what was going on at church. So his daddy tried to explain. He said, "Well, Timothy, let me explain it to you this way. People waved these palms over the head of Jesus as he walked by. Wouldn't you know it?" He fumed. "The one Sunday I don't go, Jesus shows up." Well, Jesus and his disciples were now entering Jerusalem for the last time. And they were part of the throngs of people moving into Jerusalem for the Passover, singing psalms and songs of joy. And no, it was not a special crowd waiting for Jesus to arrive, as is currently happening in Europe, wherever the G20 leaders go. It was just a regular Sabbath day. Wasn't prepared for Jesus, but amongst the crowd, there were people who knew Jesus, who heard about him, and who saw him maybe in Galilee, maybe down in Jericho when he was there. So he was recognized, and they started spreading their cloaks and palms on the road and cheered him with shouts like, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And then people, what, who, what, where, who's it? Oh, there he is. Can you imagine? In the crowd, and louder and louder, blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. You see, all faces were now turned, and all feet underway to Jerusalem. The Jews were underway to the temple. They were going to celebrate their annual religious holiday, the Passover. Why? Because they had another celebration in mind, the exodus of their ancestors out of slavery in Egypt. Now, the reality wasn't all that rosy. It was festive, but it was also sad. Because, you see, in reality, that was the time of the conquest of the mighty power of Rome. And they were nothing but slaves in their own land. They were living hard, difficult lives. So you can understand on this one day, they were hoping for, they were screaming for, they were yearning for real change. They wanted someone, no matter who, to lead them to a better life. Now, make no mistake, those who lined the streets when Jesus was recognized had different reasons for directing the waving of their palms, which was traditional, to Jesus. Because amongst them, some were political activists, and they had heard the rumors that this Jesus was growing more and more powerful, more and more followers. They heard the stories that he had special powers, and they had this idea, if we can get this guy to free us from the yoke of Rome. So let's get started. Let's get organized. And so they were waving the palms. Nothing to do with God. Everything with their political liberty. But there were also others, because indeed, Jews did come from everywhere in those days to the temple. Maybe they were witnessing the ministry of Jesus in Galilee by the quiet sea of Capernaum. Maybe they had followed him while he was walking through Jericho. Maybe they had been on the mountain to hear him speak. When they recognized him, it is he. It is he. It's the same Jesus. And they directed their palms to him. They waved the branches, hoping, yearning, praying for spiritual healing. But then, as it goes with every crowd, some people had no inkling what all this was about. Even some Romans. What's this? Merely onlookers, not really interested. But, you know, what do we do when there's a parade on A1A? Do the same thing. Hey, let's go see what's happening. So there were also onlookers who weren't really interested. Just wanted to see. And the undertones was political. Dangerous. If this Jesus would establish himself as their earthly king, he maybe could lead the resistance against Rome. That's a story. That's a reality. The people who originally welcomed the Prince of Peace would soon melt away in the bigger crowds. And guess what? Give them a week and they'll shout again. This time it will not be Hosanna. Some of them will want to see another spectacle. Crucify. Crucify. Crucify him. Get rid of this Jesus of Nazareth. Nothing has changed through the centuries. It is so easy to shout But it is so much harder to follow. Obviously, we've all seen these bumper stickers, people carrying them on their cars, saying, "Honk if you love Jesus." You seen them? Well, let me suggest a different bumper sticker. "Follow if you love Jesus." Anyone can honk. It's easy to shout. This week we are reminded it's not so easy to follow. The Jesus movement started with a small group of men and women long ago. But it would grow person by person, from generation to generation, through the ages, until it would finally reach the furthest ends of the world. That ragtag army of so long ago has now grown in numbers into the billions through the years, and it is still growing, and it will grow after you and I are gone. Building hospitals, universities, schools, healing the wounded, and setting captive peoples at liberty. It is still bringing people from darkness into light. There are some of us here who have experienced darkness before Jesus showed up in our lives. Some of us can testify, there was a time when I was different, when I had different hopes, different dreams, till Jesus came into my life. So today, we once again welcome Jesus, not as underway to an execution, but as our hope for peace and God's kingdom on earth. That's our yearning. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In spite of confusion, opposition, and darkness, many of us are determined we will work. We will wait. We will hope, and we will yearn for the kingdom of God. And many of us here in church have that dream in our hearts, that maybe for future generations, our witness and our life and our faith will create or help create a better world. I know I have no other dream that when it is time to go, even with my dying breath, to be able to say, "Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come." That's why we celebrate it this morning. That's why we hail the power of Jesus' name. That's why we are still singing songs, teaching them to our children, because they are songs of hope. They are songs of faith, and they are songs of peace. Oh, let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow to each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Oh God, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Amen.